deserve of this real knowledge. Like this here. Talk to him. Give him some. Skin to skin. Bones to clones. Never leave your mind.
Welcome, welcome, friends, family, and disgruntled listeners to the 28th edition of To the Maroon, a show about everything and nothing. And not happy Maroon Monday, but happy Christmas, merry holidays, happy Kwanamas Kanaka. I can say it because I'm like faux Jewish. I hope you and your family are enjoying a restful holidays with your children and loved ones. And who am I kidding? The holidays are usually stressful, so hopefully we can provide you with some relief. And if we can't, I'm sorry for adding to your miserable holidays. I am your host, Danny, aka Captain Maroon, and I will be joined in a minute by my co-host, Sean, also known by his rap name, Mr. Flashy, aka King Shingle. And in today's pod, we talk about sugar daddies with no sugar, and we discuss how are we in the weak men make hard times part of the cycle, if you know that old saying. Oh, and we also dive into the interstellar comet, that 3-1 Atlas thing going on, and all the doomsday preppers. And we get into the rapture a little bit. Little rapture dabbling. You know, why not? It's the holidays. Tis the season. Then I ask, what is going on with OpenAI? Because I'm a journalist now, and my spidey sense is tingling on that one. But I digest. And then I end the pod with the instant mac and cheese fiasco. Yeah, buckle in for that. And with that, let's go on a journey, my fellow Maroons. Philosopher, start us on a good note.
Give it. West Coast back in the fold, bringing the fire like that Santa Ana window. Sooner or later, gotta acknowledge this game. OG balance with that Minecraft thing. Hood to hood connections all across the globe. Putting these vibes back where they belong. Been better since I stepped onto the scene. Kind of lyrics make your mama wanna sing. Unlock these doors, let me in. It's a philosopher with the gift of being. Musical tracks beginning to the end. California.
Yeah, dude, speaking of fucking women and how crazy they are this day and age, I was playing this game the other day, and this broad had the absolute audacity to say, I want to find a sugar daddy. No, I need a sugar daddy. I'm surprised she didn't say, I deserve a sugar daddy. Anyway, she says, here's the kicker. She's not just saying she wants a sugar daddy, wants to find one. She said she didn't want to put out.
Oh my fucking God.
Isn't that fucking insane?
Yeah.
She said, I don't believe it. Oh, I don't believe it anymore. I think she was joking. I think every joke, there's a kernel of truth. I do believe in that. I think every joke, there's a kernel of truth. I think she was like 50% joking.
Yeah.
50% not. She wants a sugar daddy who she said, I want to just give hand jobs to. That's it. Like, are you out of your fucking mind, lady? Like, that's fucking insane. Like, isn't that the whole thing of the sugar daddy? That's the whole agreement? Basically, she's just saying, can I just get paid? Hang out? Play video games? Isn't being me enough? Yeah. No, it's not, actually. I mean, that's like me saying, can I get paid handsomely and get, like, loads of respect, you know, without actually working or doing anything?
Yeah, it's like, can I can I be top 10 on Chatterbait and get the respect I deserve? Obviously not. Because I am top 10 on Chatterbait.
Oh, I was going to say, you've been climbing them ranks for a while. But
yeah, I mean, I've been going from bronze to silver to gold to platinum to triple platinum. So I know something about that.
Yeah, you did the reverse of what I did. Yeah. Are you doing King of the Hill? Yeah. This chick saying, I want a sugar daddy and I want to put out. I mean, that's like saying, like, can I get recognized as one of the greatest basketball players ever without, you know, having to dribble or shoot?
Yeah, without having to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. There's a league for you, Sean, and any women out there who want to join this league. It's called the Lonely Cat League.
Yeah.
Girl, get ready. Incoming 10 fucking cats your way with that I want a sugar daddy without having to give him any sugar mentality. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. This generation, absolutely lost, Sean. Lost.
I think like everyone's depleted. They're like, it's like, I don't want to do anything. I just want stuff to come to me. And that's like, not even a, it's like everybody, like in 2025, you don't hear anyone saying, oh, I'm going to work really hard and get to the top. It's just everybody from, you know, age 10 to 70 saying, I want stuff. And that's it. And, and you question them, okay, what are you going to provide? Like, what's the exchange? What's the transaction? It's not transactional. Like, all right.
Yeah.
See ya. Good luck with the rest of your life.
I mean, and you know what? It's like, I get it to some degree. Everything shouldn't be transactional, you know, like friendship or whatever, you know, things like that, relationships. I totally get it because they shouldn't be. But when you say, well, I deserve a nice car, and someone's like, well, how would you like to finance it? And someone's like, well, don't I just deserve it? It's like, no, you want a nice thing. You want a sugar daddy. So basically, you don't want to work. You want someone to just pay for your life. And then, well, the one thing that hence the sugar daddy, he's like, hey, give me some sugar. She's like, nah. and you're basically kind of defending. Eh, everyone's kind of tired. Screw you, Sean. Who are you? What side are you on?
The sugar. What's the sugar? What's the opposite of the sugar daddy? What's the girl? Yeah. The sugar something? The sugar daddy chaser? I'm basically on the sugar daddy chaser side.
Yeah. You're on the, what would we call that? The sugar chaser. You're on the honey bear side.
Honey bear. You know? Yeah. I mean, I did see, you know, and it's got to be a joke because I've seen like little TikTok clips. It's like, you know, I want this, and everybody's asking me, you know, what am I going to provide the man? And it's like, you know, I'm going to let him breathe my air. Like, I don't need a man. And I thought like, okay, this is somebody in deep delusion, in deep psychosis, or it's just like, you know, rage bait on social media.
Yeah, that's probably what it really is. It's just rage bait. But I do think that even though it's rage bait, I do think some of that mentality is permeating a little bit.
Into
you know,
no question.
Lexicon into the
There's no role models anymore. I mean, rappers and Instagram stars. Like, no one has dreams anymore. I think that's the core. So it's like, I just want stuff. Like, I want to be a sugar, you know, whatever. I want a sugar daddy. Like, no one has this dream of like, I want to go to the moon, or I want to build a castle, or I want to travel into Siberia. None of that. That's all gone. It's just want to watch my shows.
Exactly. Just want to watch a show. I mean, can you blame them? We're in the same boat. We just want to watch our shows. We're all waiting for Stranger Things season 5.
Like, if aliens came out, we talked about this time. If aliens come out, like, there's aliens. They exist. And they, you know, whatever. They're around us all the time and they're controlling international politics. No one would care. Like, so what? Well, does that lower my rent? Like, what, you know? Lower my rent.
Exactly, dude. Exactly. No, it's fucking true. Like, people wouldn't blink. I'm absolutely convinced of that. I mean, we kind of joked about it earlier. I like, you know, the coming of Christ, and people would be like, you know, it wouldn't bat if he's announcing the delay of GTA. I mean, it's just like, yeah, people just wouldn't react the way you'd think to things anymore. It's just like,
they get pissed at him. They'd be like, you fucking asshole. Delaying GTA 6.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's a, odd fucking times, man. What do they say? Strong times make weak men, and then weak men make hard times, and hard times make strong men, and it kind of goes in a cycle.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I definitely think we're in the hard times. We're approaching that, which it doesn't seem like it, because, you know, like, in theory, people are living longer, which they are, and we should be getting healthier, which doesn't seem like we are. You know, people should be making more money, and they show charts going, look, their income is going up. It's like, right, but it's not matching, you know, the price of goods. It's not matching inflation. Right. It's not matching the CPI. Like, we all know these things. It's not matching what it should.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's like, it seems like more and more we're getting content with it being shitty. And then I think it's like they're testing to see how shitty things can get before, oh, okay, this is where they push back.
100%.
And if people don't push back, then they're, all right, we'll just keep going. We'll just, shit, maybe we'll have them, I don't know, maybe they have to, you know, like, you submit their ID before, like, they order a fucking Subway sandwich now, you know? And it's like, well, what's the point of that?
Yeah.
Track them. Track them. And we want to see if, like, they're like, hey, isn't this a little, because, dude, I remember, like, a while ago when I went into a store and I was just buying some, like, cat food, and the person was like, hey, you know, can you, like, you want to sign up for the thing or whatever? And I'm like, no, I'm good. I was like, I don't. And then she's like, oh, well, you got to hit accept or whatever. I'm just like, no, I'm not doing that. I was basically, like, arguing with them. Like, no, I don't know what I'm accepting. And she's like, well, everyone just accepts this blind. And I'm like, isn't that the problem? I was, like, literally arguing with the cashier. Where she's like, yeah, like, you just got to, you know, accept this agreement or whatever. And I'm like, you know, I was kind of like, yeah, I'm not signing up for whatever, you know, one of these, you know, fucking programs where it's like they give you a deal, right? Like, oh, yeah, you give you 5% off, but you got to give us your phone number or whatever.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Right. And I'm like, nah, I don't want to sign up for this. Never mind. Cancel. And she's telling me, oh, yeah, well, everyone just says yes to that. And I'm like, yeah, well, everyone's a fucking sheep. You know?
No, for sure. Yeah.
People don't read the terms of service. And they're busy. I'm starting to read. Yeah. Busy or whatever. And, you know, I was just telling her, it's like, at this point, actually, I was probably in my head arguing, because I think at this point I left the store and I was like, why am I arguing with this person about, like, oh, you should accept this blindly, basically. And it's like, why? Like, there's no logic to it. And if you read a lot of this shit, it's like, dude, you're giving over so much of your rights and stuff. And I feel like it's, they're just trying to see how weak people are now and how much they can push people and see if people will have any fight in them. And it seems like people have no fight in them. It's kind of annoying. A lot of people kind of go, what are you going to do? Whatever.
Well,
it's too hard. Most people quit.
Well, particularly United States, we are the most propagandized people in the world. Like, other places, they have plenty of propaganda, but it's in the open. Here, it's they put so much time and energy and money into making the propaganda look like it's, you know, it's fighting the power.
News.
So there's a lot of that. And we have a ridiculously insane police state. It is the most heavily armed it's ever been. And it's only getting more heavily armed. So the idea of any sort of, like, physical uprising is so, well, it's very scary for the people who would do it. And you still probably have about a third of the country that would probably support the, you know, the crackdown. So that's tough when it's like, wait, out of every three people, one person is going to be a counter-revolutionary. That really hurts. That really stinks. And it doesn't seem like it's changing, unfortunately.
That's probably getting worse, or anything.
Mm-hmm.
The people that seem to defend, like, you know, corporations or, you know, like the person you feel like they shouldn't defend. You're like, really? Yeah. You're defending
persons that are destroying their lives. They're defending it.
Next topic. Anyway, I'm getting conspiratorial now, as I always do, but I am dubious, Sean, on a lot of things that get like promoted and pushed nowadays. Or like, here's another one that, you know, that fucking Atlas thing that passed the sun, that like satellite that whipped around the sun, and they're saying it's like the oldest meteor or comet ever. And some people are saying it's an alien spaceship. They're freaking out.
Mm-hmm. Have you? Mm-hmm. I haven't heard of that, but
it's, you haven't heard of that? Really?
No, I've had YouTube off for a little while.
Good for you.
Yeah. See how long that lasts. Yeah. But
yeah. Well, you're missing nothing really. But dude, this Atlas thing, I'm not really like following it that much either, but it sounds like it's very similar to I don't know if you remember Oumuamua, I think it was called. But it was like this really, it's like one of the largest bodies captured since we started, you know, looking and studying this stuff. Captured that was basically close to our planet, got in our solar system and kind of like passed by Earth and can kind of like capture it and, you know, capture data and stuff like that. And so, but the Oumuamua one, which happened like years ago, some people were saying, oh, it's a spaceship because, you know, it had a different like heat signatures that was showing like a trail or showing, sorry, not a trail when it should have a trail. And it showed like movement of direction and stuff like that. And I'm like, I don't know. And so now people are doing that with this one and they're saying, no, this one's definitely a spaceship and blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, you think that a mother spaceship is, it traveled here like the speed of light and then it whipped around the sun. And then it's just like doing a drive-by of Earth saying, well, let's check out Earth 2025 and seeing what's going on. And some people are so down that rabbit hole of like, yeah, my buddy was telling me that, this was like at the, you know, last Sunday, he was telling me that like, dude, some of his friends are actually like quitting their job and like selling like their stocks or like getting their money ready and basically like doomsday prepping.
Oh, this fuck. Thing.
And I'm like, I was like, dude, I think they went a little too far, man. Whatever algorithm got them,
yeah,
or whatever, that propaganda. And that's kind of what you were talking about. Like, that's kind of where things have gone now, where I feel like if you are at all have a conspiratorial brain or you like conspiracy theories or you, you know, like, let's say you get into like one thing, you click one link on like, hey, what's this Pizzagate thing? What's everyone talking? Oh, are you a Pizzagate theory? It's like, no, I fucking clicked. It's like, nope, doesn't matter. Now we're going to show you 100 videos of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's like now, and then if you're unwise to that, right? If you just click one video, then whatever, and you're getting now recommended a bunch of videos that week, you just think, well, this is what's happening, right? This is what's going on. It's like, no, they're just feeding you the propaganda that they want, that they know that, oh, you're interested in this subject or whatever. And then you can get really far down a rabbit hole and then be like, oh my God, the world's like, I remember back in fucking 2012, I was convinced, this is like right when I was done with college, and I didn't know what I was doing in my life and like career wise and all that. And the 2012 Mayan like prophecy was coming, yeah, you know, to,
I remember close, that,
right?
It was like Mayan calendar,
right? Yeah. Right. I remember freaking out about that, dude. Cause I remember watching like History Channel. It was on like 24/7. Cause probably they had a lot of views, right? A lot of people, you know, kind of in that mentality of like, oh, is this happening? And, you can just go down that rabbit hole of like, yeah, oh my God, this is happening because they predicted this and then, you know, this happened and their charts are so accurate and blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, nothing happens and you're like, oh, and someone will say like, well, aren't you glad you were ready? It's like, ready for what? What was I ready for? Nothing was going to happen. Like if something did happen, it was just going to be horrific. You know, why plan for something horrific? You know what I mean? I don't get it.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. Well, speaking of that, maybe about 3 months ago, the rapture was going to happen. That was a big thing. And it was people were selling their houses or they were giving it away to charity and stuff like that. And they went to sleep that night and it was really kind of magical from, you know, or not like in their minds, it's like, oh my God, it's the rapture. And then the next day, the same people got on their TikToks and it was like, oh, rapture didn't happen. And I gave away all my stuff. And it's like, oh my God, like we are so desperate for like a savior that like anybody comes along, some idiot on fucking, you know, whatever YouTube shorts is like, oh, it's going to happen. We're going to be raptured. And then it just kind of whips up into a frenzy and people like, yep. sell their or not sell it, they give away their stuff, which is like, I guess if you want to be raptured, that's how you do it. Like you don't sell your shit. Yeah, but anyways,
what's the point of, yeah.
Yeah. You give it away because you're gonna be raptured. And the but like what there's one guy who's like, okay, the rapture didn't happen, and everybody I gave this stuff to, you gotta give all my stuff back.
Yeah.
Like, you good fucking luck, prick. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're, yeah. It's like, oh, well, you don't need it, so you give it away. And now it's like, oh, well, I want all my stuff back. Yeah. So, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, dude, let's put the logic in that, right? Like these people giving it away, they think they're so altruistic, right? Oh, I'm doing such a good, right? Isn't that the idea in their head? Yeah. Oh, look at me. I'm such a good, right? Let's really dive a little deeper into that, Sean, because if you're giving away something, right? Here you go. Here's my house. What you're saying is, correct me if I'm wrong, hey, you ain't coming with me, right? You're staying back here to this hellhole. Yeah. Isn't that kind of fucked up?
Oh, yeah.
You say, hey, you're going to need this gold and a house to like keep like the looters away as like, the four horsemen circle your fucking property. Like,
yeah, what? Like you're going to use this to fight off demons or some shit. Yeah.
Right. Right. To me, people giving away their stuff and they're thinking and they're, oh, I'm doing a good thing. Disingenuous. Because it's like you want to like have your cake and eat it too. You know, it's like I want to, you know, be in a capitalist society and buy the things that contribute to a shitty environment and, you know, or whatever. Right. Like not think about it. Right. Like out of sight, out of mind or, you know, like I want
these hoes ain't loyal. Or yeah.
These hoes ain't loyal and all that stuff. But then I'm going to like, you know. I'll flip that all around and all is forgiven because like I gave my house away, even though I'm the not house that need I
wasn't needing. Yeah.
Yeah. The house that, by the way, I was like indebted to. I was like actually underwater. I owed like $500,000 on because I bought it in fucking 07. Here you go. I'm going to give it to a charity because, you know, you guys are going to stay behind while like a fucking headless horseman chases you around at, you know, a fucking a Nokia phone parking lot, you know. It's just a Target parking lot as you try to get like your discounted milk. You're like, there's not even the canned stuff's not even left. So yeah, it's the rapture. Turns out the ones that got left. You think you guys are gonna sing Kumbaya, form a new society with that fucking house? What are we talking about here? That's the dumbest thing I ever. They gave their stuff away. It's all gonna be gone.
Well, it just shows how like, how people are so. Like they want, you know, they're so desperate. Like they can be so easily duped.
It's like, oh, for sure. And it shows how dumb we are right now. Like we think we're super evolved and like, oh, you know, we read like books or we read articles or watch videos, documentaries on like, oh, they used to use leeches back in medieval. Those idiots. And it's like, well, are we that much more evolved than them? I saw this photo. I threw my phone over there on the fucking bed over there because it was making too many noises. But I had this photo where apparently the Roman aqueduct was a little bit more advanced than we thought. At least it looked like to me. Like I saw this thing. I'm like, no, that's modern. Like, no, that's from Roman times. Mm-hmm. I should send you the fucking photo. I'm like, dude, that looks pretty intricate. Like that looks like that's like regulating hot water and cold water. And, yeah, I was like, that does not look like just some simple little, you know, like fucking just it's running water system. You know what I mean? Like, and maybe it was, but I don't know, man. I was like, I'm starting to wonder how much technology and how much stuff we've lost over time. And, how much, you know, because of like the great Library of Alexandria burning down, you know, and just stuff that's, you know, been appropriated through culture. Patents, been bought and buried, patent, all
patent,
that stuff.
Patent pending. You have a patent. Do you have a patent? You don't have a patent? What are we talking?
You Shark invented Tank, everybody. You got to watch Shark Tank to know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, they know. They know. But if you don't, Kevin O. Leary.
Fuck him.
Do you have a patent?
I mean, he might be the savior for all we know. I'm eyes on him, Sean.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Fuck.
I got stock in KB Toys.
You got That's NVIDIA stock, right? By the way. I was going to ask you about that. Are you staying firm?
I'm going to be selling soon.
Yeah.
They've been taking some hits. A lot of news. I'm hearing that bubble stuff I was telling you about. It sounds like they're inflating their sales, all the companies now that are doing it, all this like AI stuff. It sounds very bubbly. And now like, it seems like people are waiting for some, like basically some kind of major news to have justification for selling.
Uh-huh.
And the thing I was reading, and it was kind of setting off alarm bells for me, was that OpenAI thing. And how like OpenAI, it seems like this Sam Altman guy is not really on the up and up. It seems like he's not really trustworthy.
Yeah.
And the fact that there's that, and they're kind of in the center of a lot of this AI infrastructure stuff and a lot of this AI spending.
Yeah.
If it turns out, let's say they go public in a couple years, next year or whatever, and it turns out that they are doing worse off than we thought, or they stay private. And let's just say stuff starts leaking out, as it seems like it keeps doing through, like, you know, court, you know, appeals and you know, lawsuits with Musk and all these things. And what if it keeps coming out that basically, oh, yeah, Altman's not being accurate with how much revenue they're making. And even if, let's say, they are making $13 billion a year, right? That's the best case. How are you going to make $1.5 trillion back?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to take a long time, dude.
Mm.
And the fact that they're asking about, you know, being in debt, as soon as you start getting in debt, right, you're taking in expenditures, you're spending money, but you're taking on debt to get that, you know, money. That's a huge red flag. And that, the fact that they even are hinting at that. Yeah, man. NVIDIA was at around $200 recently. I think it was like their all-time high. And it's like a $5 trillion market cap. That's insane. And so I started putting it in perspective, like, oh, I was telling people, I think it's still got room to grow. Dude, if it like 2Xs or 3, I think if it 3Xs, it's going to be how as valuable as gold. That's ridiculous, right? That's absurd. You know, I just can't wrap my head around that. I'm like, all right, maybe it doesn't have as much room to grow as I thought. And you see some of these companies or like banks putting out price projections, like, oh, NVIDIA is going to be like Citibank said, NVIDIA is going to be 720. I'm like, 720? You're saying it's going to be more valuable than gold? I'm like, you people are nuts now. I'm like, okay. I'm like, now I'm getting really worried now, because I even saw this thing where they have this summit where they have like the richest, you know, clients, like the top, you know, whatever, 75 richest clients at like, you know, Chase or JP Morgan, something like that. And they had the summit and they're asking about AI and all this stuff, right? Of course. They're saying, hey, what can we do and how can we capitalize? And, you know, is this a bubble and all that? And they were saying, no, it's not a bubble. Buy NVIDIA. NVIDIA is a millionaire maker. And I'm like, well, it was. If you bought it, you know, some years ago, I don't know about now if it's a millionaire maker. I still think it has potential. And obviously, I still think like it's a quote safe bet if you believe in AI and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But to say it's a millionaire maker now, you're not being realistic, because it's like, dude, it's not going to like 10X. It's not going to like have huge, because it can't. It's going to be like, if it goes what you're saying, it's going to be the most valuable thing ever. And that's a crazy thing to predict, you know, to like say, hey, yeah, this is going to be worth $20 trillion. This is going to be worth more than like the United States like deficit, right? This is company's valuation. That's insane, right? Incoming hard transition. Now that's where we're at, man. And we're so like fucking lazy and complacent and stupid, myself included, because I want to tell you a cooking story fail that I had recently, because I You'd think making Instapot mac and cheese would be really easy, right?
Yeah.
This is what I was told. You think it'd be super easy, right?
Sounds tasty. Yeah.
Sounds delicious, right? Dude, it's the worst meal I've ever made in my life. Instapot mac and cheese. So my cousin invites me over for the Niner game. He's like, "Oh yeah, you should, you know, come over. We have barbecue, do some burgers." And all right, cool. And tells me, "All right, hey, can you make that Instapot mac and cheese that we were talking about that I brought over for your barbecue a little bit ago?" And I was like, "Oh, sure, yeah, why not? Never made it before, but yeah, why not?" He tells me that I think on Friday night. Or something like that. I go and get the ingredients, and basically, I don't do a test run. Sure. I don't actually make, which was, you think, whatever, it's Instapot mac and cheese. It sounded super easy. 10 minute of prep time, 10 minute of cook time. That's what it said online. Mm-hmm. Done and done.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm trying to make this Instapot mac and cheese, and I'm hungover because I went to the casino. This is the post night of the casino. Mm-hmm. And I'm hungover as shit, and I'm realizing, oh, I gotta make the Instapot mac and cheese. That's right, gotta go to my cousin's today. And I'm like, whatever, this should be easy, right? All it says 10 minutes. I make the rookie move of the measurements of the pasta doesn't match on the recipe, like it was off. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to make a bunch of it. I don't want to make I think it was at 12 ounces or something like that. I was like, I want more than that. So what if I just double everything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll just double the portions, and rookie fucking move, because it clearly was not fitting to how much amount of pasta I was cooking. So what ended up happening was I put a bunch of chicken broth, the bottom of this Instapot, and that was after I put in the noodles, and the noodles were like to the brim. It was like right where the line is of the Instapot. Like, hey, don't go above this.
Oh, sure.
I was like right at that line. I'm like, man, this is a lot of pasta, but whatever. I know what I'm doing. And then I put in the broth. Then it says, oh, now add the seasoning, you know, and spices. And I'm like, because it added some hot sauce, it said, and some fucking onion powder, I think. Anyway, or garlic powder. And I'm like, shit. I want to add that now. I'm like, it's just going to be seasoning the top, like couple of noodles, right? Like I can't even see the bottom. So I fucking season only the top couple of noodles because I can't even season. I should have put that in with the water initially and then the fucking noodles.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh man, this is already, I'm like, whatever. I'm looking at the clock. Oh shit. It's the game's on in like half an hour. I gotta go here. And so I just, fucking season the top noodles. Whatever, to the double portions, sealed it. Let's go. Fucking thing, because it was filled to the brim. It took 25 minutes to get up to the cooking temp, steam it, whatever the fuck.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And it took a long time. And then it did the 10 minutes. And then on the recipe, it goes, oh, do a quick release. Just do a quick release. And then,
Start
mixing in the cheese.
Yeah.
I couldn't do a quick release because the fucking valve was up. It's like a safety thing, right? Because the fucking steam would just shoot you in the face. So I got to wait until the fucking valve goes down. Dude, it took 10 minutes for the valve to go. So this thing's sitting there for fucking half an hour in this shit. So by the time I open it up, the bottom is just mushy soup, basically. Mm-hmm. The top never got cooked because it was so many noodles. So it was uncooked. It was hard. And it had all the seasoning still. And so I was like, oh, my God. And then I'm panicking. I'm like, what if I just mix the mushy stuff with the swirling it all together? And I'm just like, I know this isn't going to work. And then I'm throwing cheese in it. Maybe the bottom will be good. And dude, I'm just throwing, I'm not even measuring it at this point. I'm freaking out. I'm just throwing handfuls of cheese in this Instapot and swirling it together, right? With a fucking spatula. It is a fucking mess. It's got the crunchy fucking pasta, the uncooked pasta. It's got the seasoned ones mixed in, over seasoned. It's got the mushy ones, the soup. And then it's just got this balls of cheese. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I'm mocking it as I'm mixing it together. Dude, this is the worst thing you've ever fucking made. And I'm acting like I'm serving it to people. Here you go. Try my delicious mac and cheese. And I pulled out the spatula to do a cheese pull. And it was just a ball of cheese. I just got just a literal ball of cheese. And the cheese pull was like 5 feet long. It just kept going. It was just like, and then I acted, you know, like I was like eating it, like one of those like pizza commercials, you know, we were like, oh my God, look at this cheese pull. And I bit into the cheese pull and I had like cheese just dripping into my beard. And I was like acting like one of the people eating it going, Danny, what's your secret? This is so good.
Oh my God.
And I was like cracking it. At that point, I was just hysterical because I knew I ruined Instapot mac and cheese, probably the simplest thing to make. And the game was on in like 10 minutes. And my buddy, my cousin lives in like Rosa. So he's like basically 40 minutes away.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, whatever. I just go to Costco, get mac and cheese there. Like the ones you have to make.
Yeah, exactly.
I show up. And by the time I show up, the Niners are already getting their ass kicked and the game's over. And everyone's like distraught. And I'm like, whatever. I had a mac and cheese fiasco. It's fucking pathetic, all hungover. And then I had a friend text me for Friendsgiving saying, hey, you want to bring something for Friendsgiving? And I was like, please don't ask me to make something. Please. Like, just, you want me to bring drinks? And she's like, yeah, I can just bring some milk, maybe some pretzels. I'm like, got it. Thank you. I think I told her, thank you. She's like, is everything okay? She texted me like right in the middle of when this was happening.
Oh, that's, and I'm
like,
hilarious.
You couldn't have picked the worst time. Yeah. To be like, hey, could you make something? And I'm like, no. You can ask me to bring over, I don't know.
I can buy a thing, but
yeah, I could buy a thing.
I'm not a maker. Yeah. Other people make and then I buy what they made. So
yeah. You want me to make cereal for everyone? I could do that.
Yeah.
Here you go. You know, I'm just pouring cereal. Did you make this yourself? Yeah, I know the right level of milk. I'm a big kid now. We are the lollipop. Is it, Sean, you know the lyrics? We are the lollipop.
I'm not getting into this with you.
All right. I'm not getting into this with you. As usual, fun, Sean. The no fun zone entering King Shingle.
King Shingle. Ever since I became King Shingle, there's no smiles in this land.
No, very little. There was very little to begin with, and now what few King Shingle has rooted out with his oppressiveness. So, Sean wouldn't play my game, but do you know the lyrics, fellow Maroons? Which, by the way, I didn't even do right at the end of this pod. It doesn't start out. We are the lollipop blank. The blank is what I was trying to see if Sean knew. But because he is the Christmas Grinch, he didn't even play my little game. So now I'll start it out properly this time for you all loyal listeners. The famous song from the original Wizard of Oz. It starts out, actually, we represent the lollipop blank, the lollipop blank, the lollipop blank. What is the blank? I'll give you guys a minute. Na, 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 na. If you guessed, we represent the lollipop kids, the lollipop kids, the lollipop kids, then you are absolutely wrong. The actual lyrics is, we represent the lollipop guild, the lollipop guild, the lollipop guild. Crazy, right? I had to do the Googles. Total Mandela effect. Although Mandela wasn't alive when those munchkins were singing, so I don't know if the rule applies, but hey, you know what I'm talking about. Thanks again for listening on our journey to the Maroon.
Who's gonna cry? Does anybody say goodbye? Does anybody ride? Who's gonna funk with me down the way? 100 bar episode by your boy the train, aka the philosopher, building back the tracks back to back to back. Believe that. Yeah. Yeah. He gave it to me, so I'ma give it back. Yeah. He gave it to me, and I'ma give it back. Believe that.
Think I'm sick of talking to you.
Yeah, so. No, I've hit my cap too.